This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent the weekend crisscrossing throughout the Middle East, engaging in shuttle diplomacy over the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Middle East leaders, calling for a humanitarian pause to get hostages released and humanitarian aid to Gaza. But in a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it. I made very clear that the attacks, the threats coming from militia that are aligned with Iran are totally unacceptable.
Earlier, Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, envisioning a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Blinken arrived in Turkey's capital later on Sunday, where he'll hold talks on the Gaza conflict with his Turkish counterpart on Monday. Hours before Blinken's arrival, police in southern Turkey used tear gas and water cannons as hundreds of people at a pro-Palestinian rally tried to storm an airbase that houses U.S. troops. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to backtrack on a comment he was reported to have made earlier about the need to check if a pre-war protest among army reservists pushed Hamas to carry out its attack last month. But after public backlash, Netanyahu posted on X, "Hamas started a war, quote, because it wants to kill us and not because of any argument within us." Earlier, Benny Gantz, who joined Netanyahu's war cabinet from the opposition, said Netanyahu must retract his comment. This is V.